If you have in your mind the idea that something is going to be very difficult, and then you have the choice between doing difficult things or easy things, you're always going to opt for the easy things. It's just sort of the way human beings work. So if, for example, you want to lose weight, and you've got yourself convinced how difficult this is going to be and how painful it's going to be and what a struggle it's going to be, and I just don't think I can do it, and I don't know how anybody, you know, could ever have to suffer the way I'm going to have to suffer, and you'll be on your weight loss program about an hour and a half. And then along will come a chocolate bar, and you'll say to yourself, now, which is it easier to do? Is it easier to just eat that chocolate bar, or to stay on this stupid diet anyway that I'm just going to go off of in another few hours anyway? And so you'll opt for the easy things. Right? So it's like what you want to learn to do is to make what it is that you want to accomplish really quite easy, really quite simple. And it really is quite simple to change virtually anything in your life. I mean, even the worst heroin addict in the world who has finally gotten off of it ultimately had to do it with his own mind. No matter how much help he had, or how many programs, or how much hypnotism, or whatever it may be, they ultimately still had to opt not to do that any longer. Even if the choice was taken away from them, they had to process it and get off of it themselves. And so whatever it is that you're trying to change, you ultimately still have only yourself to account to. And if you set yourself up to believe that something's going to be very complex and very difficult, I'm working on writing a new book now. If I were to tell myself right now, and I know what's involved in writing a book because I've written a dozen of them, and I know how much time and effort and all, if I were to start out writing a book with that and saying, oh, here's the first page and I've got to fill 500 more of these, and then I've got to have it edited, and then I've got to go through it, and I've got to go back through it again, and then I've got to go through the galleys, and I've got to, it really is a major, major undertaking. You don't do that. I just say to myself, I can write this, and this is going to be fantastic, and I enjoy doing it, and I'll do it one step at a time, one moment at a time, one day at a time. You don't write a whole book in a year. You write it a day at a time. So this is Thursday, and I'll do what you do on Thursday, and so on. And you make it, in your mind, really something that's quite simple. If you want to quit biting your fingers, there's only one way to do it. You've got to keep your fingers out of your mouth. And the question is it easy or difficult to keep your fingers out of your mouth? It's really quite simple to keep your fingers out of your mouth. Anyone can do it. I mean, even someone who's been doing it all of their life can really do it if you take your finger and keep it out of your mouth and look and say, now, is this hard to do? The answer, of course, is no, it's not hard to do. If I start telling myself all kinds of additional things that go with that, and that I've always been an oral person and I can't get past that, then before long you'll have your fingers back in your mouth again. Make things easy. Simplify, simplify. Don't make it some complex thing that involves a therapist and involves having to have all kinds of people change your behavior for you. You can change anything about yourself if you make up your mind that's what you want to do. And if you believe that it's going to be difficult, it will be. You know, whether you believe it's difficult or easy, either way you'll be right.